Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Everybody's going surfing.
Surfing Norway. Okay, Patrick, new music. We're doing new music again today. Listener calls.
March.
And just want to mention real quickly here how much we love our listeners.
Absolutely.
We have a good thing going with the community, and they know so much about music, and they are so passionate about it, and they love to contribute to the show and all of that. And of course, we welcome anybody who hasn't contributed so far.
Yeah.
Want to talk about new music or other things, right? You know, that's what this is all about.
The more new voices we get, the stronger the community becomes. And I'll just mention really fast as a disclaimer, Jim, that this month, because you had a lot going on, I had a lot going on, the interns had a lot going on, we didn't get around to getting our picks together this month, but we will be back in next month with April new music for sure.
Because there's
already a couple things that I've found that I totally want to talk about. So
I'll have some stuff as well. So
yeah.
Very good. Yes. Yep. Good point. Okay, but the listeners came through.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They got our back. Absolutely. Yep.
Absolutely. So what do we have? I'm Jim Linehan.
Oh, yeah, and I'm Patrick Foster.
If you haven't ever heard our voices. And the show is Rockin' the Suburbs, and we're coming to you from the suburbs of Washington, D.C., in Northern Virginia. Okay, so what do we got on tap today?
We're going to go across the pond again. We're going to go to Sweden right now and hear from one of our most faithful contributors to new music. This is Niklas Nygaards.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. Hello, fellow listeners. And hi there, all the interns. This is Niklas from Sweden calling in about March new music. I've got two picks this month. There was so much music to choose from, but I ended up with a Norwegian band and a Swedish artist. So let's go with the Norwegians first, shall we? It's a band playing mostly power pop, and they're called Beachheads. And they released their second album, aptly named Beachheads 2. Full of power pop, absolute gems. And if you play one song, I would suggest Oh Joy. I'm sure you'll get a reference when they start singing the first line of the lyrics. It's a fun song.
That's some strong stuff. That's definitely some strong stuff. You know, you're never going to go wrong on this show suggesting power pop for sure. So appreciate that. Now, here's my question, though. And so Niklas is in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
That band is from Norway.
Mm-hmm.
So also in Scandinavia.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I don't know. Being a kid from Ohio, I don't know. Can you go to the beach like actually go to the beach in like Norway has a lot of coastland.
Yes.
Right. Like it's a peninsula, I believe it's, you know, in a way, and there's a lot of coastland there, but, But does it get warm enough to go to the beach, like in the summer?
Great
like
question.
The height of the summer, could you go and like swim in the ocean, or is it too cold there? And I apologize if I'm just ignorant on this matter. Like maybe it's great, maybe it's, you know. But I mentioned, you know, as a kid from Ohio, I didn't know until I was like a young adult that there were even like beaches in like the northern United States that you could go to. Like my whole concept, being sort of, you know, being like landlocked where I was, my whole concept of the beach was Florida.
Right.
Like you go to Florida. And when I was in my 20s and a friend of mine moved to Long Island and he invited me out like one summer and we went out and we like went to the beach. I was like, what? Like you can like go to the, like it gets warm enough up here in New York to go to the beach. And it does. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. But I don't know about Norway. That may be too far.
Yeah. And
even up. I don't know.
And I was thinking of at some point during the pandemic when we were all locked down and we were doing the Hootenanny regularly. One time we had a Hootenanny. Remember this, Jim? I don't know if you were there, but Nicholas came on and he was like, it's light for 24 hours today in Norway.
Yes.
And I'm just staying up, you know, yes, and hanging out with you guys for a little while.
There
so
is that.
I don't know. It's a great question. We're going to have
to.
You're going to have to get information on this.
Now, I hope it does get warm enough to really go out and enjoy the beach, because that would be a great beach party.
Oh, my God.
It? 24
Can you imagine?
Hours.
Holy crap. That would be the best.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Yes. That would be great. So,
okay.
All right.
So let us know.
Yeah. We need
report back on that.
We need info, Nicholas.
Yeah, okay. But I love the song. Love the song.
Great
okay,
song.
Okay. He has another song?
He does. He has another pick, and let's hear what that is.
So, to my second choice, who is, and I've picked him before on a previous episode. His name is Jesper Lindell, and he released his new album Twilights in March, and this is a fantastic album. It's soul, it's just brilliant. And if you choose one song from this one, go with the, you would call it the title track, but it's called Twilight and not Twilights. So maybe not then. This is actually a duet with Amy Helm, who is the daughter of the late great Levon Helm, and it's such a beautiful song. And I think this album so far is my favorite of 2022, actually. So give it a spin. I'm actually going to see him in two weeks time when it's my 50th birthday. So I said to my family, you can come on the Friday, because on the Saturday, me and my wife are going to see and listen to Jesper Lindell. So yeah, that I'm really looking forward to that. Hope you enjoy it. Everyone stay safe, and talk to you next time. Cheers. Bye bye.
Judging kind, and I can see the darkness or storms in the skies, but we all got certain tries burning up inside. So don't put me in a frame upon the mantle. Memories turn dusty, old and gray. Don't leave me alone. Twilight is the loneliest time of day. Over by the wild woods, where young lovers go, sparks flashing in the night. True colors show. You will only hurt yourself. Don't know.
All right, that is just lovely.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Lovely.
Yeah.
And you could tell, sort of heartfelt song. Really nice. And love the connection to the band, of course. That's amazing. That threw me for a loop there. That was wonderful.
Really great. Really great. And Amy Helm, boy, she is turning out to be an incredible vocalist, musician, and artist in her own right, which is totally incredible. Totally incredible.
That's wonderful. Wonderful.
Carrying the torch for Papa. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I don't know what else to say. That was just great. Yeah.
And happy birthday to you, Niklas.
Oh, yes.
May have already passed by the time you heard this. So welcome to the club.
That's right.
Jim, you recently celebrated a birthday. You've got the double nickels. Welcome to the double nickels club. I'm there as well. So hopefully Niklas will arrive to his double nickels safely and happily and be listening, going to a concert on that night. That's a pretty good way to spend your birthday weekend.
That's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Really now, can I want to say this real quickly to people who might be on the fence about coming to Suburbs Fest 2022 in the DC area, September 29, 30, and October 1. If you're, sort of unsure, well, this will convince you. Niklas has booked his flight.
And boom.
From Sweden.
I can't wait.
If he can make it, then certainly you can too.
I cannot wait. That's going to be so great. Yeah. And is there a discount for over 50s? At the best,
there should be. Yeah,
I'll buy you a beer. Yeah,
yeah. And especially if you come on Thursday to the live hoot that we're going to do, I guarantee Niklas is going to play.
Let's hope so.
We'll have a keyboard set up.
I got one. And, he can borrow.
He can play.
Yeah. We'll bring a couple of them. So that'll be amazing. Yep. Yeah. And who knows? Okay. Maybe some more of the Europeans will be there. Who knows?
Possibly.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
That's exciting.
Speaking of Europeans, Jim, let's hear from another guy. Man, fingers crossed, maybe he'll be there. I have no idea, but
I don't know either.
If he wants to be there, it'd be great.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my March new music picks. My first pick is Tropical F***ing Storm with the Satanic Slumber Party Part 2, which is a section of a longer 18-minute piece. This is a collaboration with fellow Australian band King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, and is based on a jam called Hat Jam, which was recorded during the sessions for King Gizzard's 2019 album Fishing for Fishies. Both bands have taken this jam session and created their own tracks from it. King Gizzard's version is called The Dripping Tap, from their latest album Omium Gatherum. Tropical Storm's version is very different to the King Gizzard one, with this part being much more aggressive and manic, and the third part being almost ambient in places. If I was to describe the track, I think the name almost covers what it sounds like. It's kind of dark with manic keyboards, but the keyboards are kind of fun at the same time, which brings in the slumber party side of it.
Sodom, the widows, a bottom, the banshees, puzzles up, the necro, the
All right, that's cool.
Great stuff. Yeah, great stuff. I love that a jam kind of evolved into an official song. You just kind of jamming around, and all of a sudden that becomes a thing.
Well, and I want to say something here as well, since Niklas was talking about, you know, referencing like aging and mm-hmm. things. I find that in my advanced age, and I'm very, very old now, but in my advanced age, I really appreciate music like that that challenges me as a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much music that might be good out there, but I just feel like I've heard it before or whatever they're doing. And I want something new and different. And that, I think, satisfies that urge.
Without a doubt. At first, I thought you said, since you're so old, you are ready to go to a satanic slumber party. Because I would encourage you not to do that. No, Please don't.
Not yet.
No. And I also really appreciate Liam bleeping himself out on the name of the band ahead of time so we didn't have to do it. That was very thoughtful of you. Thank you, sir. He's got another
good
one.
Stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff. Let's see what else he has queued up from March.
My second song is Hiver's Baby by Baker's Eddie from an album called Love, Boredom, Bicycles, which was released on the 25th of March. Baker's Eddie are a New Zealand band via Melbourne, Australia. There's a great quote from vocalist Karen Babington, which I think sums up their sound. The quote is, "All songs from here on need to have these four things: stupidity, fast chords, weird chords, and nostalgia." And I think it's a great summation of what I've heard from this band. This song's just fun. Like, it's just fun, and it's hooky, and it's catchy. And sometimes fun is just what we need. Anyway, that's all from me. And I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Another good one.
Great.
Another one that, you know, challenges your ear a little bit.
Yeah, and I appreciate the pop punk influences in that tune. I like that. I don't think we celebrate pop punk enough. I think you and I both enjoy it. A dose of it every now and then is good for you. It really is.
It depends. It depends. But I think this band here is on the right side.
Yeah.
Of it. There's some that, you know, kind of falls in what I was saying before, where like you feel like you've heard it
right
a bunch of times. This one I felt like had a little more good energy and a little bit more interesting stuff kind of below the surface going on there.
Totally agree. And I love that. Too weird chords, good chords, and melody and all that. Yeah, thrown in there. It's good. Yeah, real good.
Love it. Okay, great.
Yeah, thank you very much, Liam. And I got to say, we have one more new music pick for today, Jim. And I don't know why,
okay.
but when I was going through these calls, something in my brain, and that's a dangerous place to be, believe me, said to me, this guy, even though he's from the Midwest of America, he's on the same wavelength here as Liam and Niklas. So let's hear what this is.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, interns, and community. It's Charlie Matt calling in from Toledo. Before I start, I just want to give everyone involved in Rockin' the Suburbs Radio big props for the amazing content you guys have been putting out. It's been a long time since I've tuned into any radio program, and it's truly refreshing not to have to always decide what I'm feeling on listening to in the moment, and still be served a diverse amount of music. So I found out about a lot of different artists and songs that I had no idea or wouldn't have known existed otherwise. So thank you, everybody. With that said, I'm here to provide my new music selection for the month of March. If you're a big fan of hazy, fuzzy, sleazy, stoner rock, big a fan as I am, then I've got a treat for you. Check out the debut album Sam Jr. by the Canadian solo artist Sam Jr. Sam Jr. is the short name for Sam Goldberg Jr., and he's a member of the Canadian band Broken Social Scene. I didn't know this prior. This is my research. He stated that his concept for the solo album was, what would the dude's band from the Big Lebowski sound like? And I believe the dude would abide. The first song I heard was a track called Na 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 Na. And it's a slow trudge of distortion that made me think of a 45 accidentally played at 33 speed. Guitar aside, you can find the inclusion of bongos, flutes, and saxophones sprinkled throughout the album. What at first sounds monochrome becomes a rich palette of sounds and moods. It's really an amazing listen, in my opinion. I suggest as a first listen, one of the more upbeat songs on the album. Spin the song Keep It Buried and let me know what you think. As always, thank you for your awesome podcast and keep rocking the suburbs. Bye.
Get it? I get what he's saying.
Yeah, totally, totally.
It's kind of stonerific. I like it. Now the dude, as I recall, first off, he really enjoyed Creedence. So I'm not sure I quite hear the Creedence influence there. But also, if I remember correctly, didn't the dude used to just like lie down on the rug and listen to like recordings of people bowling.
Like
the bowling sounds.
That's right. Yeah, this is a tape of the semifinal match play from like 1975.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, good stuff.
All right. Well, thanks, Charlie, for that.
Charlie Mack from Toledo, Ohio. Thank you, sir, very much. Yeah. Hope to see you at Suburbs Fest Midwest.
Yeah, for sure.
Welcome you with open arms. And, August 4th to 6th in the Chicago area. So get ready, everybody.
Yeah. It's not that far.
Nope.
Not that far. Come
nope.
on out.
Yeah, okay. Come on, man. Great to see you.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
That was good.
It.
Tomorrow, a couple of callers tomorrow.
Yep. Two callers, three picks. Okay. So we'll right. breeze through Very those good. Real quick. And thanks to everybody. And if you want to get in, go ahead and get in touch for April new music. Start making your picks and send an email with a voice file, or you can call the Suburban Party Line. As a matter of fact, Jim, yes. The other day I played the jingle. I want to do that again right now because it got a huge response. Nobody had heard the Suburban Party Line jingle in quite a while. They were happy to hear that. So here it is.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the Suburban Party Line.
Okay, thank you to...
Great stuff.
Yeah, really good. Mike Wagner, I believe, in his musical...
No.
No, I'm sorry.
No, this was our first jingle that we did, and I played the keyboard on that.
Oh,
and
crap. Then, that's right.
And then you can tell it's sort of rudimentary, but that's okay. It works. And then our friend Randall Brown, he
Randall
hooked us up with the singer.
Yes.
The singer's name. I hope I get this right. It was like Jody Monrose.
Sounds right.
Like that. Anyway. Yeah. That was great. We love that.
I got to call the ombudsman because I credited Mike Wagner for that jingle, and I'm so sorry,
okay.
Randall. Yeah.
Mike has done many of the jingles.
He has.
Yeah. And really well done. But yeah, this kind of, you know, started the whole ball rolling.
That's right.
I think. So anyway.
My apologies, Randall.
I just want to say two things real quick. Oh, so if you do call the line, it's
612-440-1984.
Yeah, so do that. But two things real quick. Charlie mentioned Suburbs Radio. Just go to suburbsradio.com and you can find that there and listen to all the music when you're not listening to the podcast. And then also go to suburbspod.com to find information on the two Suburbs Fest that we'll be having later this
right.
year with all the dates and places and hotel information and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Big banner. Right. Just click on the banner that says Suburbs Fest and it'll give you all the info.
Boom. Done. Okay. All right, let's get out of here.
Let's do it.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?